16th pack of Shabbos Mishneh Hay. We're now discussing other halachas of putting out fires. We mentioned before that if it's Pikuach Nefesh, one's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to put out the fire, but if you can put out the fire with minimal Chil Shabbos, minimize the Chil Shabbos, then he's required to do so. So Rabbi Shimon ben Ana Zayna, Polsim Ol Shel Gedi Al Gavi Yishid Tevel Migdol, Shachos Behem Et Ol. We have a cabinet, a box and the like that made out of wood, and they caught on fire. So to prevent the spreading of the fire, he wants the wrap part of the part to not get catch on fire with the soft skin of a goat, which is not so combustible. Yeah. Lifnei shehu mecharech. The fire doesn't catch so easily onto this hide, and therefore he'll prevent it. So even though he's preventing the fire from spreading, that's not considered doing a malacha. He's just stopping. He's not putting it out. He's preventing the spread of the fire. Oyis mechitza b'kol hakelim. Another chiddush is you're allowed to make a mechitza with any type of kli, bein melein, bein rikonim, whether they're full of water or they're empty. The shushu is avret lekes. Now here, even though when the fire gets to these, it'll burn the kli and the water will come out and put it out, that's also only a gram kibui. It's only an indirect kibui, which is a drabonim, which is permitted. The mokum plake, a gram is prohibited, mid drabonim, but to put out a fire is permitted. Abyeisi says that if it's pottery, that the heat of the fire is going to crack them open and they're going to put out the fire, is also, because he holds that Ram Kiboy is also even if it's going to cause them a certain amount of damage. That is Abyeisi's opinion. As we said before, we do not pass them like that. One is allowed to wear an indirect Kiboy. In a case where it's concerned the fire will spread more.